Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with the one and only Moses Henry Jones. Well, today we're beginning a new series on Jensen Franklin. Jensen Franklin. And I haven't talked about Jensen Franklin in a long time, but I feel the need to do a new teaching series on Jensen Franklin, which is based on one of his recent sermons, Jezebel's Children. He preached a sermon entitled Jezebel's Children. And I can tell you that Jensen Franklin's spiritual and biblical retardation persist. This man is so stupid. I do not know, I cannot comprehend how this man has 7 mega churches. I can't understand it. His level of biblical stupidity knows no limits. And that's why I need to do this series, a series in which I'm going to pick apart his 30-minute sermon entitled Jezebel's Children. Now, Franklin, if you don't like it, you can call me right now, and I'm going to extend to you an open-ended invitation to call me anytime I'm doing this series. And the number here, Franklin, the number here is area code 516 418-5978. So, Jensen, you can call anytime you want, and we can talk about this on the air where our brothers and sisters in Christ can hear it live. Well, listen, I've already proven to you, my dear brothers and sisters, that Jensen Franklin is a dunce. What is a dunce? Well, a dunce is a person who fails to hit the books. A dunce is a person who makes no use of a library. A dunce is a person who is allergic to reading, allergic to literature. And I've already proven to you in the book entitled Spirit of Python Dunce that Jensen Franklin, in authoring his book, The Spirit of Python, consulted no library, cracked open no books, read no Bible dictionaries, read no Bible concordances, made no use of Bible commentaries, he made no use of Bible encyclopedias, and it is a well-documented 155-page book called The Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he is a biblical moron. And you can have that book free of charge, by the way, by emailing me, Moses Henry Jones, at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Now, again, he's a dunce because Paul encouraged Timothy, and by encouraging Timothy, encourages us all who do pulpit work to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, when Jensen Franklin begins to take apart Acts 16:16, he does not rightly divide the word of truth. His 232-page book proves that he's a dunce. Another word for dunce is fool. Another word for dunce is stupid person. Another word for dunce is a simpleton, a nitwit, a dimwit, a halfwit, and I can go on and on and on. Jensen Franklin doesn't know what he's talking about 99.9% of the times when he gets behind the pulpit. And again, Franklin, the number here is 516-418-5978. And Franklin, I'd like for you to call in and challenge everything that I have said. But, listen, Jensen Franklin's stupidity did not stop when he became a dunce, because his stupidity continued, and that made him an ignoramus. What is an ignoramus? What's an ignoramus? An ignoramus is a serial ignorer. You know, like a serial liar. A serial liar is a person who can't stop lying. A serial killer is a person who can't stop killing. Well, a serial ignorer is a person who can't stop ignoring key and important truths. And I can tell you, Jensen Franklin is an ignoramus or a serial ignorer. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1, Paul writes, "Moreover, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant." Think about this. The Apostle Paul says to the Corinthians, "I would not have you to be ignorant." In the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, starting at verse 1, now he says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you to be what? Ignorant." No pastor ought to be ignorant, and no pastor should want his members to be ignorant. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, Paul writes, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." You You see, my brothers and sisters, ignorance is a problem. Biblical ignorance is a major problem. And Jensen Franklin is an ignoramus. Why is he an ignoramus? Because, my brothers and sisters, he constantly ignores key truths contained in Scripture. He's constantly ignoring. He constantly ignores everything the Bible says about God, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit, about the devil, about you, about me, about the church, about the saints, about salvation, about sin. The man is theologically clueless. An ignoramus, and by the way, the word ignorant or ignoramus in Greek is idiotes. Idiotes, that's where you get the word idiot. An ignorant person is uneducated, unknowledgeable, untaught, unschooled, untutored, untrained, unlettered, unlearned, unread, uninformed. And I can go on and on and on. And Jensen Franklin is all of that and much more because he didn't stop at being an ignoramus. He went from dunce, and from dunce he graduated down. He didn't graduate up. Like most people do, you graduate junior high school, you go to high school. You graduate high school, you go to college, right? No, he didn't graduate up. Jensen Franklin has graduated down. He went from dunce, then he went lower. He went from dunce, he went a step down to ignoramus. And my brothers and sisters, lo and behold, he went from ignoramus to retard. See, he keeps graduating down. Keeps graduating down. What is a retard? What does the word retard mean? And I'm not using it as a pejorative. I'm not using it as a cuss word. No. I'm not using it to demean him. I'm using the word retard to describe Jensen Franklin's state of mind. His spiritual state of mind, his biblical state of mind. Like I said, the title of the show is, and the title of the series is, How Spiritually and Biblically Retarded is Jensen Franklin? And my answer is very retarded, very retarded. And that's why this whole series, I need to lay out the series to show you, based on his sermon, Jezebel's Children, how spiritually and biblically retarded the man is. To be a retard is to be an intellectually delayed person. That's what it means to be a retard, to be an intellectually delayed person. Now, the author of Hebrews in the 5th chapter, starting at the 11th verse, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 says, he writes this to the Hebrew Christians. He says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing, my dear brothers, that you are dull of hearing. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that someone teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as need milk and not strong meat. Listen, these Hebrew Christians had been a long time in the faith. They had been a long time in the church, and they knew nothing. They were intellectually delayed. They were spiritually delayed. By this time, Paul says, the author of Hebrews, he writes and says, listen, by this time, you should be teaching the word of God. But you can't teach. Right now, you're in a baby state. You're in an infant state. You're in a kindergarten state. You're in a preschool state. Where all we do is give you a sheet of paper, and we give you a couple of crayons, and we let you color for 3 hours because that's all you can mentally handle. Paul says, he says, you should have been teachers. You should have been instructing the word of God. You should have been teaching others the biblical truths, the first principles. But here I am, Paul, giving you once again the ABCs because you wasted all your time. You are so retarded or so delayed. Can you imagine a person in the 12th grade not knowing what 1 and 1 equals? 1 plus 1 equals 2. Can you imagine someone in the 12th grade having been in school 12 years and doesn't know the simple answer to 1 plus 1? That is an intellectually delayed person. And I can tell you, Jensen Franklin has been a long time in the church. and he's been a long time in the pulpit, and the man is retarded. He is, and I'm going to give you the evidence. I'm going to forensically break down his sermon entitled Jezebel's Children, and I'm just going to show you clip by clip, audio clip by audio clip, how delayed, how biblically delayed, how theologically delayed this man really is. Now, let's consider for a moment the title of this series. The title of this series is How? It's a question. How spiritually delayed? How spiritually and biblically retarded is Jensen Franklin? How spiritually? Now, Jensen Franklin shouldn't be, he should not be, based on his claims, based on his confession, based on what he's told us. Jensen, there is no reason why Jensen Franklin should be spiritually and biblically retarded. There is no reason. There is no excuse for his retardation if what he claims were true, but it's not. Let me take you to an audio clip. And this is Jensen Franklin, and here he's telling us about the unique ministry that he and his church has. It's a unique ministry. I want him to explain to us what his unique ministry is. And this was an infomercial that he and Charisma Bookhouse, is the publisher of his book, The Spirit of Python, they collaborated on this little 3.5-minute infomercial. And here, Jensen Franklin is telling us about his book, The Spirit of Python. But here is Jensen Franklin. I only want to play the relevant clip, and then I'll stop it. Let us listen.
Well, I'm very excited about this book for several reasons. It's really been a life message for me. I think that, you know, every minister and pastor finds that his ministry kind of evolves around several themes. And one of the themes that, God has given us is one about the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, how important the Holy Spirit is in our life.
See, he says one of the key things that God has given to him and his church is this teaching, this relationship, this communion with the Holy Spirit. Now, I find that odd. I find that extremely odd because the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is not the spirit of retardation. And all that comes out of Jensen Franklin's mouth is retardation. Let me explain. Let's go to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 14. John, chapter 14. Starting at verse number 16, this is Jesus speaking. This is Jesus speaking. And Jesus says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth." You see, the other comforter whom the Father will send in Jesus' absence is the Holy Spirit. Another term or another name for the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Again, let me read it. "And I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you," what? "Forever. Even the Spirit of truth." So notice, the Holy Spirit is not the spirit of retardation. It's not. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. In John 16, let's go to John 16, Jesus amplifies what he said in chapter 14. And in chapter 16, verse 13, he says, "Howbeit when he," referring to the Holy Spirit, "when he," the Spirit of truth, "is come, He will guide you into all truth. You see, the Holy Spirit does not make us dumber. The Holy Spirit makes us smarter. So how can it be that Jensen Franklin claims to have a special relationship with the Holy Spirit, and everything that comes out of this man's mouth is utter stupidity? You tell me. And maybe it would be better if Franklin could tell us. Franklin, the number here is 516-418-5978. Franklin, can you tell us why everything that comes out of your mouth is utterly stupid? Can you tell us, can you call us, can you inform us if you claim to have a special relationship with the Holy Spirit and his church? Now, he says, even my church, this is something unique that God has given to our church. We have a special relationship with the Holy Spirit. Well, then how can it be that your church members from all your seven campuses can sit there and say amen and applaud and stand up and cheer you on when utter stupidity is coming out of your mouth? They too don't have the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. They should be holding your feet to the fire. They should be saying, wait a minute, Pastor, what you said doesn't line up with the Word. When you were speaking, Pastor, the Holy Spirit was telling me that was wrong. That's off, Pastor. That doesn't make any biblical or theological sense, Pastor. Pastor, you're teaching error, Pastor. Pastor, that's not what the Word of God says. So, again, Jensen Franklin's claim about him and his church having a special relationship with the Holy Spirit, who happens to be the Spirit of truth, who leads us and guides us to all truth, is a lie. Because again, the Holy Spirit would not be aiding you to teach stupid things. It's impossibility. Now let's hear this again. I want you to hear Jensen Franklin make the claim that he and the Holy Spirit and his church, rather, he and his church have a wonderful, unique relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Well, I'm very excited about this book for several reasons. It's really been a life message for me. I think that, you know, every minister and pastor finds that his ministry kind of evolves around several themes. And one of the themes that, God has given us is one about the power and presence of the Holy Spirit.
The power and presence. The power to enlighten minds. The power to turn people from error to truth. Let me read to you from the Epistle of John. Let me read to you from 1 John. Let's go to the first Epistle of John, my dear brothers and sisters. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. And look what it says. It says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, but you have the unction from the Holy One. The unction meaning the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit from Jesus. And because of this, you know all things. Again, why do you know all things? Because the Holy Spirit leads and guides us to all truth. Again, let me read chapter 2 of 1 John, verse 20. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. But you have the unction from the Holy One. You have the anointing from the Holy One. By the way, the anointing is a person. His name is the Holy Spirit. But you have the unction or the anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Verse 21. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it. And that no lie is of the truth. Now let's jump down to verse 27. It says in verse 26, let's go to verse 26, I have written these things unto you concerning them that will try to seduce you. But the anointing, again, since you have the Holy Spirit, but the anointing which you have of him abided in you, and you have no need that any man teach you, for that same anointing, the Holy Spirit, teacheth you all things, and is truth, and no lie, and even as it hath taught you, he shall abide, and you shall abide in him. So, my brothers and sisters, how can Jensen Franklin and his church have the Holy Spirit, and he, the pastor, Jensen Franklin, be preaching wholesale error? I mean, listen, he's not teaching a little bit error. He's teaching wholesale error. The whole kit and caboodle is error. The whole thing is no good. The whole sermon is rubbish. How can he be preaching rubbish having a relationship with the Holy Spirit? It's impossible. And how can his church have a special relationship with the Holy Spirit when they too are drinking this Kool-Aid that Jensen Franklin is serving up? They're drinking the Kool-Aid and asking for more. How could it be that his church members, no, my brothers and sisters, this claim isn't real. You cannot have the Holy Spirit and be following error. You can't. Why? Because you have the Spirit of truth, which Jesus said would abide with us forever, and he will lead us and guide us to all truth. But here is Jensen Franklin making the claim. He's making the claim that he has this unique revelation with the Holy Spirit along with his church.
Well, I'm very excited about this book for several reasons. It's really been a life message for me. I think that, you know, every minister and pastor finds that his ministry kind of evolves around several themes. And one of the themes that God has given us is one about the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, how important the Holy Spirit is in our life. And the premise of the book is how that in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas are confronted with a woman who was possessed with a spirit that the Bible identifies the name of the spirit. It's the only time in the book of Acts that the name of an evil spirit is given. And it is the spirit of Python. And what was interesting to me is how that Python does not kill its victims with its bite or with its venom, but by squeezing the air or the breath out of them. Breath in the scripture represents the Holy Spirit, represents the presence of God. And so I see a parallel of how the enemy, our enemy, the devil, wants to wrap and coil himself around our lives individually, and even corporately as churches and ministries, and squeeze the anointing, the breath, the life of the Holy Spirit, where what we're doing.
Somebody must have dropped them on his head. And again, saints, if you want the trilogy, if you want Volume 1, Spirit of Python Dunce, where I begin to show it, listen, Spirit of Python Dunce begins to show you how stupid Jensen Franklin is. But then the second book, Spirit of Python Ignoramus, shows you how he graduates in his stupidity. And then finally, Spirit of Python Retard shows you how he graduates once again to the level of the intellectually challenged, to the intellectually delayed. This man he is so stupid. And I thought that, you know, his stupidity, his retardation had a set boundary. But in listening to his recent sermon, The Jezebel's Children, I realized that this man's retardation, spiritual and biblical. Why spiritual? Because, listen, if you have the Holy Spirit, you should not be spiritually retarded. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. If you have the Holy, you shouldn't be spiritually retarded. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you shouldn't be biblically retarded. Why? Because the Holy Spirit who resides in us leads us and guides us to all truth. You shouldn't be spiritually retarded, and you should not be biblically retarded, because the truth being referred to there in that text in John is biblical truth. But the man is spiritually ambitious still to this day. He wrote, he wrote that series, The Spirit of Python, the book, The Spirit of Python. He wrote that in 2013. My brothers and sisters, it's 2019, going into, we're just a couple of days away, we're just a couple of weeks away from 2020. And 7 years have gone by, and the man has gotten more retarded. And, you couldn't even imagine that was possible. That can't be possible for someone to be more retarded than what they were 6 years ago. But he is. And I'm going to prove it to you in this upcoming series that I'm about to do. I'm going to forensically chop up his audio, and I'm going to show you what a wacko this guy is. What a wacko. What a wacko. So we don't listen. If you want the series, Spirit of Python Dunce, Spirit of Python Ignoramus, Spirit of Python Retard, you got to read all three books. I mean, I just break it down. I just show you. I just prove to you why this guy's wrong. And how do I prove it? I prove it to you by going to the library. I prove it to you by showing you, by presenting to you the information out of certain books, which I happen to quote, to show you how Jensen Franklin is completely way off. How he went from a dunce to the worst thing possible, to retard. He didn't stop at ignoramus. He didn't stop there. No, he went from dunce, graduated down to ignoramus, and graduated down to retard. And I guess now we would have to say, he's a super retard, I guess. I mean, because 6 years later, you're even more stupid than you were before. That puts you in a category of super retard. Now, let me just play for you the little introduction here to his sermon, The Spirit or Jezebel's Children. Let me just play for you a little bit of the introduction, just a little bit of what you're going to get in the days to come. Here's the clip.
I want you to look with me today in Revelation chapter 2, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 17. He who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. I don't have time to read that. Verse 18. And the...
What? You don't have time to read that? Doesn't the Bible say that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable? Oh, I don't have time. And listen, he says he has a wonderful relationship with the Holy Spirit. We have a great relationship with the Holy Spirit. But look what Revelation 2:17 says. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You have a wonderful relationship with the Holy Spirit, and you don't want to read what the Holy Spirit is telling people to do? It doesn't sound to me like you have a wonderful... You don't have time. Listen, look. Let me read to you the entire verse 17, and you can start clocking me now. Okay? I'm going to start reading. You time me. All right? You, my listeners, you time me, and I'm going to show you how it doesn't take a lot of time to read Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. Begin. He that hath an ear... Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the white stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saying, he that receiveth it. Now, my brothers and sisters, that ends Revelation 2:17. Did that take 20 seconds to read? Did that take 30 seconds to read? I don't even think it took 15 seconds to read, and I was reading slow. yet Jensen Franklin doesn't have time to read a verse that emphasizes the ministry of the Holy Spirit, whom he claims to have a special relationship with. Let me play that for you again.
I want you to look with me today in Revelation chapter 2, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 17. He who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. I don't have time to read that. Verse 18. And the angel of the church in Thyatira write.
You don't have time to read that? He even got a chuckle from his people. His people started to laugh when he said it. Wait a minute. You don't have time. His sermons are a half hour. His sermons aren't long. Listen, his sermons are 28 minutes, 30 minutes tops. You can't add another 30 seconds. You can't read a verse about a person whom you claim that you and your church have a wonderful relationship with. I don't have time to read that. Again, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is what? Profitable. I didn't say I don't have time to read it. He said he didn't have time to read it. What, was it going to kill him to just start at verse 17? No. Here it is again.
I want you to look with me today in Revelation chapter 2, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 17. He who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. I don't have time to read that. Verse 18. And the angel of the church in Thyatira write these things. Says, who's saying this? The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, and faith, your patience as for your works. The last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Listen to this. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. And then I want you to really focus in on this. Verse 23. I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he who searches, notice this now, the minds and hearts. Everybody say minds and hearts. And I will give to each of you according to your works. Verse 26, he who overcomes what? The spirit that he just described.
No, he didn't describe a spirit. He described a woman. He didn't describe a spirit. Again, let me read to you. It says in Revelation 2:20, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because you have allowed that woman, Jezebel. Jesus isn't describing a spirit. He's describing a woman. That's what he's describing. But notice what this retard said. He went from reading a text that said woman, and now this retard thinks it's a spirit. Here it is again.
And I will give to each of you according to your works. Verse 26, he who overcomes what? The spirit that he just described. He who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations, He'll rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like potter's clay, like potter's vessels. What's beautiful about this is he said, in the end, I'm going to give authority to people who have been broken vessels.
No, that's not what the text says. Again, this is retardation. Jesus is not giving authority to people who have been broken like vessels. No, it says that the people of God and Jesus will rule the Gentile nations like as easily as an army who just shatters vessels of clay. Vessels of clay can't do any. You know, when you take a hammer to some pottery, the pottery can't do anything back. So the enemies of the church have now become the church. The enemies of the church are compared to pottery that has been dashed. And now he says, this guy, he has a problem with reading comprehension. Now he says, those shattered vessels, which represent saints, they shall rule in the end. No, you got it all wrong. Here it is again. And listen, this is not the sermon. This is just his Bible reading. Just to show you, he lacks, this guy who has seven campus churches, he lacks basic reading comprehension. Basic. Here it is again.
Overcomes what? The spirit that he just described. He who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He'll rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like potter's clay, like potter's vessels. What's beautiful about this is he said, in the end, I'm going to give authority to people who have been broken vessels.
No, the wicked nations are compared to vessels that we, the saints, the people of God, can easily shatter like pottery. That's what the text is saying. Now, you see, when you have a person who lacks reading comprehension, when you have a person who reads that Jesus has something against the church of Thyatira because they have permitted a certain woman, and then he reads that there's a certain woman and then concludes that it's a certain spirit. See, when a person lacks reading comprehension, now you know that they have a learning disability. A learning disability. You know, if you can't read and don't understand what you read, if you can't comprehend what you read, you're not going to be a good learner. You're not going to be able to deduce what the sentence and the paragraph is actually saying, what the characters, the letters are put, the characters, the alphabet letters that are put together that make up words and sentences and paragraphs and chapters. You're not going to understand the message that those words and paragraphs and chapters are trying to convey. So this man is, his reading, just his reading alone is impaired. Here's a little more. Just so that you know what's coming up in this series, as I forensically break all this down.
I'm going to give broken vessels power and authority to rule in mighty ways.
Well, the broken vessels there are the nations. They represent the peoples that make up the nations. Jesus will rule them with a rod of iron. They're going to be obstinate. And this is why Jesus will have to hit them hard and shatter them and break them to pieces and bring to naught their plans. That's what the text is saying. This guy, clueless.
I want to talk to you about something very different today that God laid on my heart that I believe is a word very much in season for our lives. I'm preaching today on Jezebel's children. We've all probably heard people refer to Jezebel.
So there's the title of the message, Jezebel's Children, and I would encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, to read Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. Revelation, read it several times, read it in several translations. I want you to become very, very familiar with Revelation 2, 18 through 29, because he's going to be discussing it, and I'm going to be breaking it down, and I'm just going to show you how super retarded the man is starting tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, we're going to break this baby down. He's going to talk. I'm going to pause it. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to show you why he's wrong again and again and again and again and again. And all these people who were hearing him that day, who were present in the church that day at his main campus, and the other six campus churches that were viewing him on the plasma TV, all those people were being led astray by this dum-dum. By this man who doesn't know the Bible. A man who's a dunce, plus ignoramus, plus retard, plus now super retard. We're going to break it down in the days to come, and I hope and pray that you will enjoy the series, and this would encourage you to be a Berean, so that every time any preacher gets up, yours truly included, that you would have your Bible open, that you wouldn't say amen to anything unless it were true. Because you owe it to yourself, you owe it to Christ, to follow people who teach and preach only the truth. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, let me encourage you to please tell others about this series. And if there's anyone out there from Jensen Franklin's church who tuned in today, I want to encourage you, tell some other church members to tune in. Tell them about this series, because I'm about to break this thing down. I'm about to show you why your past, we're going to forensically analyze this. We're going to break this down step by step by step. If I got to stop every 10 seconds after he says something and break it down, that's what we're going to do. If this becomes a 50-part series, that's what it's going to become. But we must break it down, because I must show you again and again and again why Jensen Franklin is an extremely dangerous Bible teacher and preacher. Well, saints, we're going to leave it there. I'll be back tomorrow. Love you much in Jesus. And I hope and pray that you will help me by telling others about the series. And we got to tell a lot of people. Because there are many people who follow Jensen Franklin and should not be following Jensen Franklin for the very reasons I have already stated. Love you much in Jesus. God bless you. And tune in again tomorrow. Please be a media missionary. Tell other people about what we're doing here. And just pray for yours truly, that I might be able, by God's grace, to serve you in breaking down this audio series. God bless you.